Earlier this year, I was talking with Roisin Meher from RNIB in Northern Ireland, and we're looking at the summer camp, which, yes, because of the pandemic, had to take place virtually. There was a packed series of events, though, and Roisin, it was a big success.
That's right, Alan. Yes, so our first embarkment on the virtual world of events happened over 4 days, with some live events and some pre-recorded events, all supported with resource packs that the families could receive. It was a great success. We had 84 families in total take part in different sessions across the 4 days, and we also have the pre-recorded videos now online for people to access as and when they want, which is fab.
And this was for children and families. And as you say, you had lots on and a lot of people taking part as well, and really something for all ages.
That's right, yeah. So we tried to tailor it so that there was something for everyone, whatever stage or age you were at. And thanks to our partners as well, we really had a collaborative approach. And we had everything from balloon modelling workshops to makeup sessions to meditation and laughter yoga. So it really was something fun for everyone, and a massive thank you to everybody that was involved, particularly McKeever's Chemist, who donated a lot of resources to us and makeup for the young people, which was fab.
And we have Alicia with us, who is 10 years old. What did you think of the summer camp, Alicia?
I really enjoyed it. So I did, it kept me really busy, and I enjoyed it because I learned how to make balloon animals, and they were really cool.
Did you take part in a few different things then?
Yeah. Makeup, laughter yoga, meditation.
So laughter yoga, I've never heard of that. What do you do there?
We were fake laughing, but that's what you're meant to do. And like, you would laugh, and like, you would have fun, and it was really nice.
Are you pretty good at laughing now?
Yeah.
And the balloon modelling, so what did you do there? What kind of things did you make?
Dog, balloon animals, elephants, swords, just sort of stuff like that. And I had them in my pool.
You've got a pool?
Yeah.
Wow. How easy was it to make them? Is it difficult?
No, it isn't. It's actually quite easy.
All right.
Whenever you get the hang of it.
The makeup, what kind of things were you doing there?
Foundation, lipstick, eyeshadow.
Did you make a mess?
No.
Well done. And Roisin, it sounds as if there absolutely was something for everyone here. The laughter yoga sounds a bit bonkers, mind you.
It was a lot of fun, and Alicia was fab, taking part in everything, and she connected with so many of the kids as well and put people at ease. My favourite memory from it is Alicia doing the meditation from her bed, which was so funny. She was as relaxed as anything.
What did you have to do, Alicia?
We had to lie still, close our eyes. We had to get in our comfortable positions. Like, I was in my bed, though, but everybody else was everywhere else that they wanted to be.
What do you have to do? Do you have to imagine things or listen to things?
Breathe in and listen to things. Clear my mind. Think of my body.
Did you fall asleep?
I almost fell asleep.
Roisin, this is the first time you've done the virtual camps. Obviously, the pandemic has meant that you can't do the face-to-face stuff anymore. Was the feedback really positive despite not having that, you know, personal interaction?
It definitely was positive. There's no substitute for face-to-face meeting. It is the best way to connect with people. But I think in the absence of that, we have been getting great feedback, especially on the resource packs, because we're trying to take away the stress of parents having to think of ideas for their children. So we're constantly trying to come up with new ways of doing things. And hopefully it made people smile just for a couple of days and take part in something a wee bit different.
Danielle, you're Alicia's mum. What did you think of the whole event?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. With the lockdown, Alicia wasn't seeing very many people. Didn't have really much to do. But that whole week, she was online about 4 times a day doing different things. And she loves seeing all the girls, you know, that work with the group. I'm sure they'll tell you themselves. She gives them all such a laugh. But it was also great that, you know, the wee packs they sent out that meant that Elisa was able to actually join in with everything that was going on. I couldn't speak any more highly of them. We've been with them from Elisa was very young, so we've just, you know, joined in with them all the time. But they are just great, and I can't wait to see what they have coming up next, because they did keep Elisa so busy.
And Roisin, the work does go on. You know, you've got more coming up, and we will be chatting with you over the coming months about that. But I know you want to mention a particular event, Shape and Share.
Unfortunately, the summer programme, it was only open to our Northern Ireland families to attend. But the Shape and Share that we have coming up October, November time, which will run across the month, there will be a series of live events for families, and that will be all over the UK. So it's a real chance for families across the whole four countries to connect, which should be great.
Brilliant. We will keep everybody up to date on what's going on there. But if people would like to find out more, Roisin, about the events, or perhaps those that are in Northern Ireland want to learn more about this children, young people and family part of it, what do they have to do?
So they can contact our mailbox on childrenyouthni.mailbox@rnib.org.uk, and we'll get in touch with them.
Fantastic. Well, the summer camp sounded as if it went down a storm, and we will tell everyone a bit more about the Shape and Share events coming up as well. But for now, to Roisin, to Elisa and to Danielle, thanks to all of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Thank you.